Hello, my name is Chris Johnson, and a couple weeks ago, I did a podcast about how I fucking don't want to talk to anybody when I'm at the fucking store. Whatever the fucking scenario is, mom could walk up to me, mom, I'm fucking shopping, leave me the fuck alone. We can talk later, goddammit. I'm busy right now. I want to get in, I want to get out. I don't want to have conversations with people. I don't want to fucking let people eavesdrop on what the fuck I'm saying. Motherfucker, you know how many annoying conversations I have to listen to when I'm in line at the fucking store or some shit like that? Hearing about some fucking lame asshole's day that I don't know and I don't give a fuck about. Or sometimes they get into like really like personal shit. God, I don't want to fucking hear this. Who the fuck are you? So I don't want any part of that shit. Sure enough, I put that fucking cast out. And then a couple fucking days later, I'm at the store and I get involved in a fucking conversation. Conversation I didn't fucking want any part of, but it was one that I couldn't fucking avoid because the person talking to me was like working at the fucking store. A lot of times I'll go shopping late and there's a fucking grocery store like a mile from my place. I don't like shopping there most times because it's more expensive than this other grocery store I like to do my big shopping at. You know, big shopping, you ever do that? I gotta go a little shopping. I need a couple things. I need a fucking milk. I need, you know, whatever the fuck. I can just go a mile up the street at the more expensive place. It's gonna save me fucking time. It's only 50 cents. I don't give a shit. I don't want to fucking drive the extra 3 miles one way, extra 6 miles overall. And then once I get in the other place, it's fucking cheaper. I might be buying more shit. If I go to the fucking more expensive place, the odds are I'm not gonna fucking spend more because all this shit's more fucking expensive than it would be if I went to the other grocery store. So like, it just works out for my ass. It's quicker, saves me fucking time, it gets me a milk, and it helps spread out my shopping trips. Because the fucking store is expensive now. I mean, it's always been expensive, but with this inflation shit, fuck. I've been cutting down how much I go to the store. If I go to a place and I just get a couple items, I'm almost always, if they have it available, going to go in the self-checkout. Because I don't want to talk to anybody, I don't want anybody ringing my shit out. If I get like a bunch of shit, I'll fucking, you know, go to the aisle. I figure, you know, fine. Do whatever the fuck. Actually, some stores too, like depending on how many items you have, you can use the fucking self-checkout. But if I got a couple things, self-checkout's open, I'm going to the fucking self-checkout. It's fucking easier for me. I don't have to fucking talk to anybody. You know, ring, 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 do, all that shit. I'm fucking done. I'm out of there. I can bag my own shit. Don't have to worry about anybody fucking up my bread or my eggs or anything like that. But this place, when I go, it's usually late. Usually I'll go there after the fucking gym or something. Matter of fact, I'm gonna go to the gym in a little while and I'm gonna fucking stop at that place for fucking milk. And if I have another fucking conversation with this asshole, I'm gonna go fucking ape shit. Now this person fucking talks to me way more than I fucking like. Here's what I allow you to say to me when I walk into the store. Hey, how you doing? And then I'll say, hey, how you doing? And that's it. That's all we gotta do. When I used to work at a fucking retail store, at the fucking office store, that's what I do. Hey, what's going on, buddy? What's up? And then if they need shit, they can find my ass. We don't have to fucking talk. We're not friends. This person runs. I've seen them occasionally at races. Do I talk to them about races? Fuck no, I don't. Listen, I don't want to know you. Just because we have one thing in common, or two things in common. We both go into this grocery store, and we both occasionally run. And she sucks, too. Like, if there's a 10K or, like, a 2-mile run, she's doing a 2-mile run. Get your pussy shit out of here. I don't want to fucking talk about you. I don't want to fucking talk about that 2-mile shit. But, like, I wear a lot of run stuff to the gym. They give you these fucking t-shirts every time you fucking run. Or a lot of the races, you know what I mean? So, like, I'll wear those to fucking gym and they'll go to the store and she'll fucking see them. She'll be like, oh, I did that run. Yeah, I liked it, you know. That's the extent of my conversation. I couldn't seem fucking less interested in fucking speaking to you. But a lot of times, like, people, I don't know what people think. But I assume they think, like, this motherfucker must want to talk. That shit is, like, Chris Johnson just telling me that they want to fucking interact more. I don't want to interact more. I'm trying to be as aloof as possible without coming out and being a dick. Doesn't work. I don't know why. But yeah, she's fucking commented about my fucking shirts and sweatshirts and shit before. Shut the fuck up. Let me ring up my goddamn milk and leave me the fuck alone. Plus, it's the fucking self-checkout. They only got one person manning the fucking self-checkout. You don't even have to fucking speak to me. But I'm there the other day, got my headphones on, and I'm actually listening to something. Sometimes I just wear the headphones so people don't fucking talk to me, but a lot of times I'm actually listening to something. I had either like music or a podcast in or some shit, and I walk up there and she fucking says something to me and I'm like, what? And she said it again. And I like, you know, you might not be able to see my headphones because I got long hair, but like the second you see me reach up to my ear, pull the headphone back so I can fucking hear you and say what again. And then she's like, I like your shoes. And I look down, I got these running shoes on. They're retired running shoes. They're fucking blue. They're fucking hot. But I've got over 400 miles on those motherfuckers, so there's no spring in the step anymore. If I fucking run in those, I'll fucking destroy my knees. So I just use them to like walk around and shit. I don't want to get rid of them. They're awesome shoes. I'm like, yeah, thanks. You know, I thank her for complimenting my running shoes and I put the headphones right back on. And I start ringing shit out and she's like, you know Neil, right? What? Who the fuck is Neil? And I do the same thing. This time I take my headphones off. Like what? Like, do I know who? She's like, Neil. I don't know who that is. Who the fuck is Neil? She's like, I've seen you at races before. I know that. We've also never discussed this. This is weird now. We're getting the weirdness territory. And I was like, yeah, I do a lot of races, but I always do these races on my own. Sometimes people will talk to me because I do a lot of them and they think they know me, but I don't know who Neil is. I'm sorry. I have no idea who that is. She's like, oh, okay. The fuck do you want me to say here? Who the fuck is Neil? What the fuck? Like, I was so fucking annoyed. I left that fucking store fucking infuriated. Why the fuck are you talking to me? And, like, if you see somebody with headphones on to the point where, like, you say something to them, they have to, like, take the fucking headphones off to answer you, and then they put them back on, why are you continuing the conversation? Like, it's fucking over at that point. It's over. I don't understand why people look at me and think, like, holy shit, that's a guy that wants to talk to me. Does this happen to you guys? Does this happen to anybody else? I just don't get it. I don't understand it. I never, when I worked at a fucking store like that, the last thing I wanted to do is have a fucking conversation with fucking anybody. What do you want? You want fucking pencils, paper? Here it is. Let me ring you out so you can get the fuck out of here. My only goal is getting you the fuck out of my face. That's it. I don't understand people that don't have that fucking goal. Anyway, I'll be back. Sundays and Wednesdays, as the new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora or wherever the fuck else you want it. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every episode is there, all 600 plus. I'm on Twitter, that is at JohnsonHateYou. I am on Instagram, that is at maybe5minutes for pictures and videos and all that shit. And I'm going to keep putting this podcast in my Facebook timeline so you can catch me there too.